This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. News and Notes digital producer Jeffrey Bennett gives us his take on the blogosphere every week. Usually we corral him into talking about our blog, News and Views, but today we want to take a look at large. How are you?
We're doing well, Farai. How are you?
Oh, great. So we're taking a look at the big picture here. We've got Roland Burris waiting to be sworn in later this week as the new junior senator from Illinois. He is filling President-elect Barack Obama's vacant seat. And the appointment by impeached Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was controversial from the start. So what's the word online?
Well, overall, there's a tone of suspicion and skepticism, namely over the role Burris's race played in his appointment. Brandon Whitney of Homeland Colors wrote this on his blog. Burris is a joke, but the rabid support of people who we don't believe in just because it's politically expedient is no laughing matter. And blogger Chris Rabb of AfroNetizen is even quoted in an Associated Press article saying this: if there was ever a playing of the race card, this was it. Blagojevich may be crazy, but he's not stupid.
Well, with President-elect Obama's inauguration less than a week away, what are bloggers saying about that?
Well, another day, another simmering controversy, right? So the head of the Alabama NAACP says there's an aspect of Obama's inaugural parade that he finds offensive, and it's the traditional inclusion of the trail maids. It's these women who wear those big pastel hoop skirts with the bonnets and the umbrellas. He says those women in those dresses remind him of slavery. So Danielle Belton, the Black Snob, writes, I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that we black people ran out of real problems and only had mock outrage to deal out.
All right. I also understand a few bloggers are taking preemptive measures just in case people get too carried away with their Obama worship next week.
Right. And Michael Fauntroy on his blog is tackling this talk of an Obama presidency ushering in this wave of post-racial Americanness. So he debunks all that. And then blogger Corey Richardson of Vexed in the City actually called in to read us some of what he wrote in a post called An Open Letter to Black People Regarding Barack Obama / Jesus. So here's part of that.
Just so you know, Barack Obama doesn't have time to care about the following black issues: reparations, the NBA, police brutality, teen pregnancy, what happened to UPN, dog fighting, whether or not to put Big Mama in a home, pardoning your favorite rapper who just might be in jail, side note, keep your head up, Cool C, whether or not universal health care will cover the sugar, or the Williams sisters.
So there you have it. Barack Obama does not care about the Williams sisters.
I don't know. He's going to get some pushback on that
right.
one. He is going to get some pushback on that one. Well, Jeff, as always, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West.